welcome to another episode of Block Talk. I'm your host, as always, Michael Block. If you love the podcast, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. Leave a 5-star review while you're there. And as always, follow me on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at Michael Block Talk, and on Twitter/X at Block Talk NYC for all the latest news, reviews, and interviews. Reunited and it feels so spicy. The Queens reunited to spill the tea because they had an episode to film. It's time to talk all things Drag Race España All Stars, and reuniting with me once again is La Veronica. Hola.
Hi. Hola, hola. How are you doing?
I'm great. But I'm even happier that for the first time this season, I get to share some drag news of the week. Are you ready?
Oh, go for it.
It's official. Michelle Visage is the new official host of Drag Race Down Under. How do you feel about that?
I think it's been a long time coming. You know, I've wanted to see her as a host for her own thing. I'm surprised we didn't get her for UK, to be honest, at one point. But she can do it. And I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, I think Rue was like, I'm done. I don't need to do this one. It's not working for me. So bye. Have fun.
Yeah. She didn't. Are you surprised? I think after that incredible lip sync that Queen Kong did, where RuPaul was just like, what is happening? I think she checked out and she was like, nope, I'm not doing this. Michelle, you can have this one.
Are you surprised that we didn't get an Australasian host instead?
I mean, yes. I think Courtney Act is right there.
Yeah, well, she dug her hole. They don't get along no more.
No, they don't. Wonder. So. Well, that's what it is.
All right, friends. We're here to talk about Drag Race España All-Stars, and I got some disclaimers to give. This is an entertainment podcast where we discuss from reality show characters as presented to us for the production, where some of the other individuals want to see, we react with the presented, and yes, the original is going on and going to show the craft, but they've also been discussed with the podcast for entertainment, discuss reality in the show. You were here recently talking about Drag Race España All-Stars.
Yes, we were.
And we had a fun time.
We did have a fun time.
Since that first episode, what happened? It's not fun no more.
I don't know. I'm not enjoying it anymore. I'm just like Sagittarius, like face, I'm done.
It's so wild, and we're going to talk about it, but they're trying to make Sagittarius the villain. She is us. She is having the same experience we're having watching it.
Literally, Sagittarius just literally like the audience. We're just sitting here being like, what the actual fuck do you think you're doing? And I blame the hobbies. You know this. Mm-hmm. You know this damn well.
We'll talk about it. We're gonna talk about it all. I mean, the queens are back to talk about the experience. They'll never forget. They're gonna discuss some unresolved business and allegedly vote for Miss Congeniality because that was apparently necessary.
Yeah.
We're gonna open in Pandora's box, but we will begin with our looks in honor of the reunion. We are gonna play Reunited and It Feels So Good, or You Again.
Ugh.
You ready?
Yes, let's do this.
Drag set last look by Daniel Mendiola. I mean, she looks like $1 million. It's very her. Very Canary Islands. Aesthetic. The adornments are right. I bet she's very comfy too.
Oh yeah, she's definitely comfortable. So, I mean, it works. It works. I like it. I would like it so much more if it wasn't her face. If it was on someone else. Because
fair enough.
At this point her face just frustrates me. But it's definitely up there with the best of them.
Reunited and It Feels So Good.
Very that.
Audience really agrees. Good. 97% Reunited and It Feels So Good. 3% You Again. Next up, Hornella Gongora. No designers listed. So she got cum stuck in her hair. Is that what the hair is? I don't know. I don't mind the outfit. She's clearly there to sit and have comfort. I do not like the holographic pink boots. They do not pair well with this color.
No,
as I've discussed, I've discussed in the podcast before, color theory says the worst three colors combined are pink, green, and brown, and she's wearing them all.
No. It doesn't. I love the dress. I love the hair. I love the shoes. I don't like them all together. It's a you again
No
for me.
bueno.
No.
See you. It's you again. Audience, 65% reunited and it feels so good. 35%, you again. Jury Jeter Klee, no designers listed. Okay. She looks cute. There's nothing wrong with the look. I'm bored of the classic Barbie. It's been done to death. No problems, just meh.
I actually like it. It's very her aesthetic. She is the Barbie. Like, she is the doll. She gives
Got it.
that aesthetic. She gives that vibe. And I don't hate it. I'm a little bit disjointed with the makeup because on some lightings it looks really, really pale. And then the rest of her body's not as pale. So it's a little disjointed for me. It looks like two different people, the face and the butt and the rest of it. It's fine. Like, it's reunited. It feels good seeing her, but it hurts my eyes after a while.
I'll give her a reunited and it feels so good as well. And the audience agrees. 81% reunited and it feels so good. 19% you again. Samantha Ballantyne's look by Antonio Velasco Madrid, hair by Quindam Wigs. She's got the good shit on. I love the colors. I love the silhouette. The hair is right. Where has this Samantha been all our lives?
Perfection. She's really stepping up her game. She's really coming through with the Samantha that people know and love. She hasn't, like, this is probably the best she has ever looked on the show.
I
It's
agree.
stunning. It's stunning. It's really nice and it feels so good. And this perfection is extremely her drag, very her aesthetic. And I don't think there's any other girl in any of the franchises that could pull this look off.
I'll give her a reunited and feel so good, as well as the audience. 88% reunited and it feels so good. 12% you again. Poopy Poison. Look by Mauricio Perez. Hair by Saya. Maybe she ran out of clothes. The hair is awful. I mean, kudos for her letting the corset and boots match, but I'm not inspired, or this is also just very not flattering when seated.
It's not a flattering look when seated. I think it's a look that looks much better in movement or standing. But it's not a good look when
Yeah.
it's seated. I don't hate the look. I think it's quite nice. I don't understand the hair choice with it. I think she should have gone for something in the black and white family and kept it all like monochromatic. You again? I don't get it. She
I
looks
agree. I
comfortable.
had to give her a
Lovely.
you
She looks
again.
lovely. It looks like two different things. Yeah, see you again.
Audience, 28% reunited and it feels so good. 72% you again. Sagittaria, no designers listed. Like, this is Fatal Attraction realness. I love that she's giving a more mature look. She is in white, but she is no saint. But that stone blood on the neck, what a moment. Very, very impressive look, simple and evocative.
No notes. Absolutely no notes. Stunning. This would have been really good for her Sims runway. This would have been really good for a
Audience,
sense.
as well as me, reunited and it feels so good. 87%, 13%, you again.
100% agree.
Paquita, no designers listed. Even if she's wearing something skimpy, it always looks correct. I wish the hair had a bit more volume in the middle. That little headband was cute. It's fine.
I know what she's going for. She's giving you Gitana, realness, gypsy woman. Like, I know what she's going for with the headband and the jewelry and the silver, everything in silver. I understand the hair. I kind of wish that rather than having less volume in the middle, it was more of a, how you say, like more of a permanent dent. So it kind of came out like a heart.
Sure, sure, sure.
You know what I mean? So it kind of gave it more shape. I don't hate it. I think she looks lovely. Reunited feels so good.
I agree. Audience two, 67% reunited and it feels so good. 33% you again. Onyx Unleashed. Look by Lucia Amor at Visceral Studio. Color by Saraya Nunez Molina. Onyx did Onyx. It's impressive makeup and prosthetics. The colors are really cool. Love that it's denim. It's like a space bowl. I'm here for it.
Is it a bull? Oh, it's a bull.
Yeah.
See, when it was
Yeah.
sitting down, I couldn't, because they didn't like just focus on it, I couldn't quite tell what it was. So
Yeah,
I
it's a
just thought it
boar.
was kind of like alien horns. But now that I'm seeing it in a photo, I'm just like, okay, it's a bull. I kind of wish that the eye detail was different so that it stood out a little bit more. It's definitely very onyx. So yeah, reunited and it feels so good. It's very her.
I agree. Reunited and Feels So Good audience as well. 87% Reunited and It Feels So Good. 13% You Again. And finally, Pink Shadora Look by Mayo Originals. The bull hair is a choice. I would have preferred it to be just a normal wig. I think going nude with the accent being floral is very interesting. It's like the inverse of what you would expect. The silhouette is correct. I thought this was fun. I liked it.
I liked it. I didn't quite like the horns on the hair, but I don't hate it. I think she looks lovely. Her makeup looks very nice. I love the beige with the floral accents. Reunited and it feels so good.
Agreed, and the audience as well. 77% Reunited and It Feels So Good. 23% You Again. Now, the first question off the bat is for Nella. Supreme Ones has met her as a finalist before. How's she feeling? She says she's nervous. She's there under the same circumstances, but she feels like she's outdoing herself. Now for Setlist, the first finalist from the Canary Islands, she's on cloud nine and not Kelly Roller. That was shady.
Not
Remember
necessary.
Miss Kelly Roller and her cloud look?
I remember Kelly Roller.
Now, Samantha had a little thorn on her side since her season. Is she free from it? She says it was a huge mast and she's happy it's been removed. She had a blast with these bitches. Now, Jeriji, will she take the crown this time? She says we'll see. She's great at words, isn't she?
She's great at public speaking. She's very good at it.
Now, to surprise the girls, we get video messages from some winners. First off is Carmen Ferrada congratulating them on getting to the finale and tells the other girls they should be very happy to have had this experience. AKA, you participated, but you're a loser.
Yeah. You're not
We
me.
have Sharon, who's says congrats to the finalists and that she adores Samantha. Jeriji, she loves with all her heart. Setlist is like family. And Hornella, well,
Is
she's gonna have
there?
the little devil and angel tell her to be politically correct. Is it because she didn't know who she was? Because technically the season hadn't been aired yet.
No, she's just being shady.
Very. And finally, it's Petita, who has full use of her finger and is in the theater. She congrats them all, including her sister Hornella, and she tells us that the Hall of Fame is the background of Marisol's The Surgeon. I don't get the reference.
I didn't either. I was like,
Okay.
who?
Okay, just want to make sure. Maybe it's an inside joke. I don't know.
It's
Now,
probably a
Petita.
Spanish joke.
Petita
Like I
is betting
said.
on Hornella, but Sharon, not so much. And Hornella says that's okay. They both want the sister from their season to win. Hornella's goal when she got there was to enjoy herself, and she's enjoyed it much more than the first time. Jiriji says coming back has been a cocktail of emotions and hormones. She says she had a hormone imbalance while on tour, and being there has been hard because finding the spark to keep going when she was feeling down was hard, but she's there in the finale. Why do you think that kind of conversation wasn't something that came up in the workroom during the mirror talks?
Because the reunion literally is being filmed like 6 months later.
Do you think she didn't
So
want to talk about it?
I don't think that she wanted to maybe use it as an excuse.
Okay.
Because people tend to be like, oh, because you're trans and you're transitioning your hormones, then that's an excuse for you to not be at your best. And you know how the fans can be. So
Of course.
of course. Maybe that's where she was worried about it coming out through as an excuse. And it's absolutely fair. She didn't want to talk about it. It's her transition, it's her business. She doesn't have to tell you.
Samantha came to prove she can do more and put on a clown show. She had more knowledge and didn't make the same mistakes. She told people to shut up and eat her out.
And I'm sure that they did. There's plenty of
The
cake for
hobbies loved it.
everybody in that table.
So Setlist says she didn't come there to prove anything, but challenge herself to outdo herself. Is that because when she signed the contract, they told her she won?
Probably.
Pink Shadora wanted to have fun in All Stars, but it was short-lived. She has had more to show. She wanted to grow with her friends who kicked her out, which is a natural response. For Paquita, she came in regretting she was cautious on her season, and she doesn't regret coming in as polite as possible and avoiding hurting other people. It's who she is. Knowing that she didn't want to hurt other people, do you think someone like Paquita shouldn't go on an All-Star season based on what the format is?
No. If she wants, like, she has every right to be there, because if she didn't have any right to be there, they wouldn't have asked her back. And
Fair
regardless of whether
enough.
she's a nice girl or not or whatever, she has every right to be there. She's as much of an artist as the other girls, if not more. She beat out two other girls. She was third out, so she still beat out two of the other girls. She did well in some of the challenges. And I still stand by the fact that she shouldn't have been bottom two for the Sins challenge, because she sold that all herself.
Well, we'll talk about that. Don't you worry. Ooh. Saggy time. Drag in her life is not who she was before. Has she changed? Well, Poopy says for the worst. But that's a joke. She says, though, she has let loose more. Also, stream Let Loose by Lucy LaDuca today. You won't regret it. Onyx hasn't changed since the show. She has learned she has to improve on things like Snatch Game, as it kicked her out twice. She's happy to be there. Onyx, my love, I don't think you need to improve on Snatch Game because I don't think you're going to be doing it again.
I think the only thing that Onyx has improved on her time there is how to swallow Setless whole.
Yep. Now for the unleashed of it all, she says she included it more in a mental way. She doesn't give a damn. She's crazier and she likes it.
For her. For
Everyone's allowed
you.
to have an identity change if they want it. Now, as it was an All-Star season, the format shifted to the notorious picking of lip syncs, lipsticks. So we're going to discuss how they all took down their competitors. But first, how would you play All-Stars?
Fine. I will take out whoever is in my way. When they say you want to
All
beat the
right.
best, going to beat best. I'm going to beat absolutely anyone it takes. And if one of the front runners is in the bottom two, and I happen to win the lip sync, trust and believe that bitch is going home. I'm gonna Manila her.
I mean, if you're in the bottom, it doesn't mean you're the best then, which is a great strategy there.
If you're in the
That's
bottom
not
for
how they
the
play this game, though.
you, because you were the best. I don't care how many challenges you won. I won the lip sync. I have the lipstick. The lipstick is in my titty, and I am going to send you home.
That's fair. Now, Setless, who wanted to be honest and truthful, is asked about Hornella not trusting her in regards to the Paquita chop. She thinks they hate her, but Hornella says that she would have saved her sister the same way they saved each other, but did not like how she justified it. Setless will double down that she is a great person and needed to kick someone out. Poopy just touched her heart more and she felt like shit that day. She even cried. Poopy cared for her, to which Poopy is like, now you're making me sound manipulative. But the tea is, Poopy talked about Sagittaria. And that was what Setless wanted to hear.
Yeah.
That's the reality.
That's the gag. It's like, if you have nothing
Paquita
nice to say
felt.
about someone,
Yeah, go
come
ahead.
sit with me.
Paquita felt like they weren't coming after them, but notes that with more from season two, they got along better, and with more, they had an advantage. Is that a casting issue? Is that just how the game is played? Because I feel like we're going to have that conversation whenever we're going to talk about the first season of Drag Race España All Stars. Is it was a battle of the seasons.
Yeah, it was a casting issue. If they had made it fair, and if they had nine girls and they would have gone 3-3-3, it wouldn't have been a problem. It could have been even more
All
interesting.
right. I'm going to let you be the casting diva for the moment. You
Okay.
have to remove one of the season two girls and replace them with a season one girl. Go.
Okay, so let me see. Season one girls, we have Pupi, we have Sagittaria, and I would go as far as putting Ugacio Crujiente
Okay.
in there, and I would get rid of Onyx.
There it is. I mean, you're right. They definitely do fill the same
They fill the same niche.
category. I feel like based on the challenge streak, or Hugasio might have been eliminated on Snatch Game also. But you know what? I would have loved to see Hugasio more.
But I think Ugacio would have done a more interesting character for their Snatch Game.
Probably. Probably. Pink Chador thinks they were an easy target coming in from the newer season as the others knew each other better. So again, whose fault is that? Production, not theirs.
the same time. You may know each other from outside. They filmed it too quickly, so there wasn't really any chance, if there was even any time for them to get to know each other.
Pink Shadora knows she did poorly in the talent show, but thinks it was the perfect time to kick out her out based on what she could bring next. Setlust claims she did it because, in her opinion, Onyx didn't deserve to be in the bottom that time. It wasn't part of the plan. Girl, are you admitting there was a plan, or are you just saying that Onyx was mediocre and you just did not want to see her go?
Onyx was mediocre. She didn't want to see her go because she needed someone to like meet her out on the evening.
Sagittaria thinks, based on how Pink Shadora's season went, it was very unfair for her to be eliminated. Onyx will call her out that she said she would do well, unlike Onyx. Pink Shadora says that maybe she was talking about Snatch Game and you lost. She wasn't far wrong. So maybe Saji was onto something, where she's a witch.
Inchadora would have destroyed Snatch Game.
Sagittaria says she knows Onyx for her looks, and Pink Shadora does better in the challenges than everyone. Facts are facts.
That's the facts. They're the facts.
Now the alliances were clear, and even more so with the pardon. And we're going to watch that moment one last time. Did you like the pardon twist, and how can we improve it in the future?
I think that the pardon twist was too complicated. To be honest,
Okay.
even I was Sagittaria, I was like, this is confusing. This doesn't make sense. If they had just basically said to the eliminated girls, you're going to choose one of the three bottom girls to go through to the final, that would have been more like camp for me. That would have been more aesthetic because then the girls come onto the stage, same whoever is like, whoever the top is or whatever, she has to choose one of the other girls to be like, right, you're going home or whatever, who cares, who gives a shit? They could have literally said, these are the girls going through. I don't know. It was weird for me. It was weird for me. I didn't quite understand. I was just like, maybe they should have cut someone out. It would have been, oh my God, can you imagine if they had cut someone out during the reunion? Like, I would have kind of gagged for that.
Hey, Canada's Drag Race season two did it.
I mean, yeah. Cut someone out during the reunion.
Poopy realized she would never win, so she will th be a threat coming back. But the pardon twist to her was proof of how the tables turned. It was season three's revenge in season two. Cornella said she felt recognized being saved by both Samantha and the others fighting for her. Pink Shadora does say she wanted her name to be chopped so she could have kicked somebody out. Who would you have picked to be pardoned?
To be pardoned. I would have chosen Ornella. Straight up. I would have chosen Ornella. I don't want, like, this with the season two girls all there. I'm just like, no, I would have chosen Ornella.
Well,
Yeah,
Hornella
Poopy
will
had
admit,
done a run, and that was it.
had she been able to have the moment to chop someone, she would have saved Poopy because people felt it to be unfair with three queens from season two.
Yeah.
Setlust wants a counter and says she understands why she would think it's unfair, but says the three of them got to the finale because they were the best and none of them were in the bottom or had a chance to be kicked out. She says, had they been in the bottom, they would have been kicked out. Is she saying they were saved by the judges?
She's saying they were saved by the bell. Because
I mean, for
that's
me, like, the Paquita should not have been in the bottom of that episode. It should have been
no.
Samantha. Like, the fact
It should
that
have been
no one is
Samantha.
going to say that and admit that is really vile to me.
No, Samantha should have been in the bottom because she, just like Poopy, stuck some shit onto a course.
Now, Pink Shadora says, well, same for us. We had to save someone, and they picked someone they knew much better. Paquita realized how hard the job of the jury is, and she understands it means having to deal with upsetting people. She knew she would be following her heart no matter who got upset. Onyx says they wanted to save different people, but they all wanted to follow their hearts. So what say you, Sagittaria? Enter the popcorn. Well, she will be asked if instead of Supreme, instead by Supreme, if she still fits into her lust outfit because of the popcorn. And I was like, well, that's just a very rude and uncalled for comment. It's stretchy fabric. She's fine.
Yeah, it's just fine. It was just her trying to poke fun, but it didn't come across appropriate.
No. Well, let's talk more about Sagittaria. It's time to talk about the lust dress. We will watch a clip of Saji talking to Supreme Inanna about the look and her discussing why it works. So let's get some spiciness in this chat. Samantha has something to say. She
Oh, good.
wants Sagittaria to understand her critiques weren't bad, but had she not had the whip, the lust concept wouldn't have been clear. And she then has the nerve to say that her drag style consists of showing off her skin because she can. I would like to remind the class right now that Anna Locking told Setlust for this challenge she didn't want to see her show so much skin in her look. And what did she do? She bared it all.
She was
Why is
naked.
no one bringing that up?
Because they don't want to, because production, because the hobbies are sitting behind the camera being, no, you can't say anything about sadness.
Samantha
That's why.
then says that Saji's look was like Anna Locking, so she decides to call out Setlist for her AliExpress corset. And she says she travels all the way to Turkey to buy her things.
Yeah, they don't cost that
Okay.
much more. She just went to the AliExpress factory to pick them up.
There it is. Setlist says that Saji, through the point of the challenge, was to sew. And Sa wasn't and Saji says no, but Setlist counters that hers shouldn't have been counted because she used glue, not what she said. Setlist will then question Sagittaria on her season about gluing four balls to a ring and then gets into a screaming match. Why do these two just hate each other?
So the screaming match, I went online and did a little bit of digging because I knew we were filming today. So the screaming match went on for a lot longer than was publicized. And Celeste was being extremely aggressive and rude and kept swearing nonstop towards Sagittaria. And it was Tita and, if I'm not mistaken, Paquita and Hinchadora that chimed in and told Celeste to calm down. Because they were like, you're there's no need for this. Calm down. Like, just have a conversation, you know? Also the challenge, and I don't know if this is maybe being lost in translation. Costura, which is the challenge, it was that means sewing. That means sewing something, to sew, to create. If the challenge was crear, which is create, that would be different because that means hot glue, whatever the fuck you want. Which was the same thing that Sagittaria had to do in season one. It was a creator look. It wasn't sew a look. So I get where the girls are coming from, and I get where Sagittaria is coming from. It's like, you didn't sew that. You didn't do anything to that. You took something from home. And it's like they always say, it's like, I think the RuPaul used to say in the early seasons, it's like, oh, you can use your own undergarments, shoes, and hair, but the outfit has to be made here. But in this occasion, what Setlas did was, she took her own undergarments, she hot glued stuff that she found there, and she called it a day. She didn't actually make anything to go with it. You know, it didn't feel like she really did anything. Like, she made the headpiece, added some things to it, like some cardboard and stuff, and called it a day. And I'm just like, if no, it's it wasn't good. I didn't think it was good.
The argument that they keep all saying is that it didn't reflect the theme. I agree with you. Semantics are important. If it's a design challenge, again, that's one thing. But if the semantics say sewing challenge, that's what it is.
Sewing challenge and a design challenge are different things.
If they didn't want her to use the whip, they shouldn't have put it in the box.
They shouldn't have provided it. If they didn't want her to use the red fabric or the rope, they shouldn't have provided it.
Correct.
And when she had the walkthrough with Anna Locking said to her, she didn't want it to be so obvious. And then they got angry at her because the look wasn't obvious to the sin. It was good. The whole rope thing was supposed to be like bondage. You know, like to me, it gave lust. It just wasn't in
I
your
agree.
face with her coochie out.
Onyx is going to offer Sagittarius some advice for the future. This is their second time there, and they know the jury will judge them. She needs to have conviction and confidence of her work, and then she'll grow. But lest we all forget, this was part of a ball. This should have been based on three looks, but they're all
And yet,
focused on one.
yeah.
Why?
And like, you're still, like, y'all are still talking about this look 6 months later, about this one
Right.
thing. Like, Like, this is why, like, I was looking at Sagittarius' face, and I'm like, Sagittarius must have smoked the fattest blunt before going on that stage.
She was
Because she looked like
calm.
she gave no fucks. And meantime, Setlass was completely pressed still about this look. And I'm just like, girl, it's been 6 months. Let it go.
Baketa says the issue with the challenge that affected her was that some of them didn't understand quite well what the jury wanted from them. In her opinion, her look was the best. She understands that people judging her didn't get it in the way that she did. So Jury G chimes in with that in Drag Race, the point is creating a look and understands her fuss about the look being hard to make, but it wasn't giving lust or wrath. They looked pretty and that was it. I mean, again, it comes down to instructions. We only see what is presented on screen. We hear the instructions that Supreme gives them. It's very likely there's a much longer explanation given to the queens. At the end
By
of the
production, yeah.
day, this is what we have to go off of. Knowing that there was more of a conversation and more of a heated debate about it really is upsetting that it didn't get shown. Because I really, really came into the season loving Drag Set Last. I'm leaving this season feeling like I've been pulled
Bamboozled.
one over on.
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, if we're gonna sit there and talk about like references and stuff. Like, if I'm not mistaken, Paquita's outfit was referencing something called Las Flores de la Ira, which is like the flowers of wrath or something, which I believe is a, if I'm not mistaken, it's a Spanish reference. So the concept of the look itself had purpose. It was referring to wrath. It was referring something. So it wasn't just she had a pretty dress on, because if that's the bare minimum bar that we're setting by everything. Jirichi, that's basically all of your drag. It's just something pretty, you know? And I still believe that Jirichi should have won that challenge because she actually sold the shit out of that and it was giving sloth without her having to explain it. I'm mad
Supreme will
about it.
say that it wasn't Sagittarius' best moment and says the others were harmed by it. Why is this drag the twink day?
Why do they have to be like everyone else was harmed by it? What about how she was harmed by it? Doesn't
We're
make
going to
sense to me.
watch a long and extended clip where all is revealed. Samantha says that they all looked like evil witches and a bunch of bitches, and she's not wrong.
No.
Sagittarius says it hurts when it comes from people that she loves and respects. She gets the point of the show. She was very frustrated and admits she was wrong. She wanted to break away from the show and get out of the loop. Now, Samantha
Yeah.
says that her attitude from the outside make them think, make it stop. Jiriji called her a pain in the ass and says the hardest thing in the competition is to not sabotage yourself. And Supreme even says that if she was pissing them off, she thinks it's always better to say when you're not feeling well and put your feelings into words. So why the
Yeah.
fuck did she not let her quit on the spot when she asked to?
Because it wouldn't have looked good for the Harveys. That's it. That's all it is.
It's really upsetting also because I love Supreme Deluxe, but this season has made her look terrible as a host.
Yeah, it's made her look incapable. And it's very, very frustrating because seasons one and two had a very different production team and they were very good. And season three dropped the bag, and this season completely fumbled it. It's not okay.
It's time to get into the unresolved issues and open Pandora's box.
Oh, fuck
There is a
me.
box of questions, and the tea is about to be spilled. Hornella, which challenge victory was stolen from you? Who do you think asked that question? Because that's one thing we don't get to learn is who asked the questions.
I think that may have been one of the season two girls. And I'm gonna
Well,
say it was Judy G.
she says she's going to sound a little bit like Sagittaria, that after what she did in the sewing challenge in her season, she would have liked to be in the top for the ball. Girl, are we really going to think you should have been in the top of that challenge? No.
Be thankful we're safe.
Sagittaria, is it true you proposed a deal to some of the others to eliminate Setlass if she was in the bottom? That had to have been from Setlass, right?
Yeah, 100%.
She says she didn't propose it. When someone proposed it to her, when the moment came in which someone could be saved, she thought they'd choose one out of everyone. They saw fit. It would be Setlass. And Paquita says she was never in the bottom, so no chance to it. Are you assuming Paquita was the person who might have proposed it?
I reckon Paquita I mean, Paquita, if she saw a chance to get Setlas out, I think she would have taken it.
Setlas, was it fair to be in the top for the sewing test when you only glued things to a corset like Poopy? And that's the fucking tea. And Sagittaria is going to immediately say she didn't write it. Someone's trying to pose as Saggy. Who do you think it was?
Onyx.
Could it? Yeah, I think it was Collusion. We won't get the answer because Suprem is bored of it and she's saving her one last time.
Yep.
It's bullshit that she didn't have to answer that question.
I think it's because they had just had the argument.
Fair
But
enough.
I think it's bullshit that they make her, because it was like you either keep the argument in or you answer the question. One of the two for production.
Onyx, who would you kick out of the top four? I feel like that's Hornella asking that.
That's Hornella, yeah.
After the laughs, she says she is lucky to have three sisters in the top four, as they are the best representation of season two. And then Hornella, who is a wonderful drag queen, but they haven't had a passionate night like the others. So she'd pick her. And Supreme is like, fine, Hornella out. It's the top three. Now it's juicy. Onyx is going to say it's too hard, but will pick Jurigi. She won't give her some shit in French. Are you surprised by her answer?
No. Onyx literally lives inside Setless and up Samantha.
There it is. Pink Shadora, would you get back at the one who kicked you out? Who asked that one?
I feel like I'm having Sagittarius.
She says, of course, she came to play. It's a game, and Setlass knew that kind of game would be played. Paquita, was it fair that you weren't in the top for the Snatch game? Who asked that one? I feel like Paquita asked herself.
Kita asked herself.
She thought she did very well and was pleasantly surprised by her Snatch. She thinks she could have been higher, but the other girls were great and said she had to land somewhere. All right. Triple whammy here. Samantha, Setlass, Jurigi, admit you formed an alliance as season two contestants to mess with everyone else who was the ringleader. I feel like
Setless.
that might have come from Pink Shadora.
Yeah, I think Shadada asked that, and Setless was definitely the ringleader.
Poopy will say Hornella was the ringleader, and Onyx is like, ringleader, like it's a terrorist gang. But Samantha says by the end, she had a whim, and after a great run, she wanted to be with her sisters. She also vibed with Hornella. Her wish was to get to the finale with the ones she loved. So no one's going to take admitting of being a ringleader.
It was Setless. Let's be real. Let's break it down.
Jurigi.
Ritchie and Samantha are not smart enough to be ringleader.
Jurigi, did you know the lyrics to any of the lip sync songs? Shady, who asked that one? I want to say Poopy.
Boopy.
Gag. Her answer is not really. Are we shocked? She's good at lying. Her brain, she's not good at lying because her brain doesn't have space for it.
No.
Poopy, do you think saving Sagittaria was a mistake? Had to have been from Setlass, right?
Yeah.
She says, given what happened, yes, and Onyx was much more high-spirited, and it would have been better to take out the villain. I want to discuss that for a moment. I don't love this turn from Poopy here.
I didn't like that answer. I thought it was just like you're trying to villainize Sagittaria. Production's already doing
Because
it.
it makes,
That's already doing
right,
it.
it
You're
makes
supposed
Poopy
to
look
have
worse.
friends. Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
It's making Poopy look worse, which again, I feel like Sagittaria is going to come out of the season looking the best, and everyone else is going to come out looking worse.
She already is on Twitter. Like, Sagittaria looks incredible. And, like, people are just like, yeah, she's fine. She's fair. And Sagittaria's just like not giving a single fuck about anything that's happened. Like,
Yeah.
anytime that someone challenges her on it, she's just like, nope, this is what happened. These are the facts.
Onyx, describe your passionate night you had with Setlass. I feel like that was the hobbies throwing that one in there because they're
Yeah, it was the
jealous.
hobbies. They
She
wanted to
will
see if
say
it
that
matched
maybe
their experience.
one of them wanted it to happen more than the other. One was meant to stop the other. She won't say whom. And Setlass will say she saw one thing and she said, no way. That's called context clues, my friends. We must believe that Onyx has, like the Pokemon, a big Onyx.
Yeah, that's why her name is Onyx.
What question would you have asked?
Oh, I don't know. I would have probably picked one of the girls who won and been like, if you hadn't won this challenge, who should have won? You're not allowed
I
to
like
choose the other
that.
person from the top two.
I like that. All right, it's time to look at the looks the eliminated queens wish they could have presented. And we're going to go
Yeah.
ahead and just play Toot and Boot for ourselves. Are you ready to play?
Got it.
Pink Shadora doing the Strass Divine of the Dead. It was a great reveal that had that crystal lining. I do think it was on the simpler side, but overall, very captivating.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was so beautiful, the way that the inside of the lining was stoned,
Yeah.
and that massive like diamond thing in her hair. I thought she looked gorgeous.
I'll give it a toot.
Toot.
Onyx, her heaven look. Now, obviously, we had already seen this on Instagram, but to see it in motion, damn, would have been a groundbreaking moment. This angel was divine. It was near perfection. Whose head was that?
Hers. She had a head mold.
I love that. What did you think
Yeah,
of the look?
and absolute toot. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's a toot.
So well done.
Paquita, Strass, Divine of the Dead. Again, it's a reveal that didn't need to happen, except for the storytelling purposes, I suppose. It's very pretty. The problem is, this is coming from Paquita, and it's something I expect from Paquita. And it's actually kind of similar to what she's wearing at the reunion, but that hair. Overall, it's fine. I wonder what her other look would have been that she could have picked from.
Yeah, I like it. I don't like it as much as I like Pink Chadoras, which is something I thought I would never say. I hate the shoes. It's good for me.
I'll give it a toot, a soft one. And finally, Sagittaria, Matrosados. It's the only look she didn't get to show, so it's not on her that it's not the best because she's already shown her best. But she has all the elements there, and the color story is impeccable. I loved soft purples and pinks on her because they're not necessarily the colors you're used to seeing on Sagittaria. Love the hair, quite cute. This silhouette was kind of perfect. Love the bottom. I
I
really liked
love
it.
the bottom, the double skirt with the flare out.
Yeah.
Divine. For me, it's a complete toot. It's,
I
I have to say,
agree.
it's probably one of her best looks.
It was great. All right, so now they're going to vote for who is Miss Lost Look. Pink Shadora votes for Onyx. Paquita votes for Pink Shadora. Sagittaria votes for Onyx. Onyx votes for Pink Shadora. Poopy votes for Onyx. Jurizi votes for Onyx. Ornella votes for Onyx. Samantha votes for Onyx. Selvage votes for Onyx. And the winner is Onyx. And she gets a sash and 1,000 euros. Who would
For
you have
her.
given your vote to?
Onyx.
Yeah, I think it was a moment. It was a great moment.
It was definitely a moment. It was fantastic.
They're going to take a trip down memory lane and see a little montage of all the judges, guests, and permanent who joined them during the season. Did you have a favorite guest judge this all-star season?
Everybody except the hobbies.
Oh, shady. Well, Poopy was moved by Sylvia Abril's words. She is still emotional about him. She is a person that she looks up to, and her telling her what she did meant the world to her. Now, Supreme tells Poopy that she has a harder time accepting positive critiques than bad ones. She says it's like she doesn't believe it when they praise her. Poopy says she's used to bad things, and when you're used to that and playing a character all about humor, you get criticized and laugh about it. So she feels like positive critiques are not meant for her. Jurigi's taken aback when she hears Poopy say things like this, as she thinks she's a monster. She says it's important as queer people that we live in a society where we're meant to feel flawed and not worthy, so when they get there and are showered in compliments, it's hard to accept. Completely understandable, completely valid.
I get it.
It's interesting because I feel like Poopy had that persona on season one. She's had a great career afterwards. Now she's back here. What do you think Poopy will ever be able to accept compliments, or is this just something that's ingrained in her after this long of a career?
As somebody who has a very similar mindset with regards to that, like I find it really easy to lean or out of drag. To self-deprecate myself, compared to accepting compliments. Like when my friends tell me like I'm in drag or whatever, they're like, "Oh, you look gorgeous." I'm just like, "No, I'm not. But thank you." But also playing the character, like it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work that she needs to do on herself. And part of me felt really emotional watching that because it was like I could see myself in it, and I understood. So I get it. I hope that she's able to come to terms with it a lot more and be able to work on herself Because I think she is a monster and I think she is amazing at what she does.
I agree.
So hopefully she can work on that, but it has to come from her.
All right, Miss Congeniality. It's time to find out who they think has been the nicest as they're going to crown a new Miss Congeniality. And it's done on the fly. And this is what we call collusion in the business. This is bullshit. Why the fuck is this a public vote?
Stupid. It's absolutely stupid. I don't like it when
This
it's a public
season
vote.
has been marred by friends picking friends. This has literally been the theme of the season. It's been the theme of this reunion. Did we expect it not to go any other way? Especially when you force them to say it in front of each other.
Exactly. I'm glad that honestly. I'm kind of here for Samantha getting Miss Congeniality because even though she has a mouth like a sailor and is probably the most vicious with her tongue out of all of them, yeah, because Samantha can read them all to hell and back. She won Miss Congeniality and she is out of all of them the nicest. So I'm kind of glad that she
Here's how
won.
the votes. Here's
But
how the
something
votes break it
tells
out. Pink
me.
Shadora voted for Hornella. Paquita voted for Samantha. Sagittaria votes for Pink Shadora. Onyx votes for Setlass. Poopy votes for Hornella after joking about voting for Sagittaria. Jiriji votes for Samantha. Hornella votes for Pink Shadora. Samantha votes for Poopy. And Drag Setlass votes for Samantha. So majority rules, 3 votes for Samantha Ballantyne. She wins again. She is the first Miss Congeniality to be crowned on an All-Star season, and she is the first queen in the entire franchise to win Miss Congeniality twice.
And now she's not going to win the crown because she's already won Miss Congeniality.
And that's where I wanted to go next. Is this official?
Probably. Because if she wins the crown, then she will be the first person in the whole history of the franchise to be a crowned Miss Congeniality.
And I don't think that person should be her, because if it's going to happen, it should be someone on season 16, personally, if that were to be a thing. But
Yeah, it should be
just
Plain Jane.
saying. Yeah, Plain Jane. No, it should be fucking Saphira. Give her the crowns of everything. She is a winner in my heart.
I was being facetious. Of course, I'm not going to give anything to Plain. The only thing I'm giving Plain is a plain home.
Poopy, when did you have the most fun? During Snatch Game, because it was so crazy. She likes chaos. Supreme says it was a very honorable Snatch Game, thanks to their special guests who were very wild. Was this the most unhinged Snatch Game you had ever seen?
Yes. And I watched
Yeah, it
season
was crazy.
13s and 14s.
Yeah. Now, Jirisi will be asked about the hair moment, and she says it was an acting challenge, and if she was going to pick that character, she was going to go all in.
Yeah.
Would you ever do that?
Shave my hair for the gig.
Yeah.
Ah. I'll sit there
All
and shave
right.
my balls for the
Pink Shadora won't share who she would do in case she's invited back. Unlikely story. But hey, Samantha Ballantyne's just won Miss Congeniality a second time, so crazier shit has happened.
Thank God. Honestly.
Now the question. Which queen will win? Pink Shadora says Samantha. Paquita says Samantha. Sagittarius says Jiriji. Onyx says Setlass. Poopy says Setlass. Will this be taken into account?
Absolutely not.
Based on the girls, it's a tie between Setlass and Samantha. Do you think they would do a tie and crown 2 winners?
I will give the crown to absolutely anybody except Setlass, please. Even though we all know that's where it's going to go. Like, I can crown the cameraman. Crown the Macarena.
Crown Anna Locking.
Crown Anna Locking. Get Anna Locking on stage and be like, actually, you win, bitch.
I got some burning questions to wrap this podcast up. Are you
Let's do
ready?
it. Let's do it. I love
What
it.
is the legacy of this reunion?
This is not how to do a reunion.
They shouldn't even aired it.
No. It shouldn't have been aired. It shouldn't have been done. None of this should have happened.
Who won the week? Who are the best episode?
Who had the best episode, Sagittaria?
I'm gonna give it to Pink Shadora. I really do think she came out fighting, and she came out looking better. I like have a more positive spin on her than
No,
I had
Pintadora did.
previously.
Actually, Pintadora did have a really good week. I think Pintadora, Paquita, and Sagittaria probably had the best episode.
It is the final, and they're going to do a final number with all the judges in drag. Who will be the prettiest?
Supreme. Anna looking. Anna looking. I'm kind of here
There
for
will
seeing Anna looking
also,
in like bookish.
yeah, we are also going to have a epic lip sync battle. Who would you put your money on to win these lip syncs and be in the final lip sync?
Samantha.
And
Setless. We know that's how it's gonna go.
who do you think they would both have to beat in order for that to happen?
I think Setless is gonna have to send Yurichi home, and Ornella and Samantha are gonna have to do something together.
There's no way you could put Hornella and Setlass and not think it could be a fight. Of course, Jiriji is going to end up getting Setlass.
Yurichi will get Setless. There'll be a really high energy number, and that's when Jiriji will just lie down and die.
After six episodes, the winner of the season is.
Looking.
It's going to drag Setlass, friends. It's going to drag Setlass. If
It's gonna go
Samantha
to drag
were to
Setless.
win, it would
I kind of
be an
want Samantha to
absolute
win
upset.
because I think Samantha really deserves it. Samantha is giving me, in this season, Samantha's kind of giving me like Raja O'Hara vibes in Canada versus the World. Like really
Okay.
coming back in, coming back strong and doing all of that. But it's gonna go to Setless.
Can't
I
wait to
hate it.
see what happens.
Hooray.
Until then, where can we find
Until
you
then.
on social media? Any
You can
money
find me on
sending
Life by
apps
Jorge
and any
on
projects you want to
Instagram.
plug?
Find me on Instagram at Life by Jorge, where I post my own shit for every day, and I also post La Veronica's shit for every day. And if you happen to be in London, please follow me home.
There's the invitation, friends.
There's the invitation, girls.
Well, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for
It's
being here.
always divine spending time with you, Robbie.